Hello and welcome to the episode 14 of our podcast, Smart Consulting Sourcing, the podcast about consulting procurement. My name is Hélène and I'll be your host today. Each week, I'll give you the keys to better use, manage and source consulting services. In the previous episode, I have gone over several steps in the consulting sourcing process. But it's not always possible or relevant to spend a lot of time on each phase of the process. So today, I'd like to take a step back and discuss about where to focus in the consulting sourcing process. Today, I'm welcoming Laurent Thomas, co-author of the book Smart Consulting Sourcing. Laurent is EVP Oil and Gas at Solvay Novecare and a former partner at Oliver Wyman. Welcome, Laurent. So Laurent, can you tell us a bit more about your background and how well you understand the consulting sourcing process?
So I'm an engineer by training. I had a quick stint with Renault in the industry, and then I quickly shifted to consulting. That was a fascinating environment for a young engineer. I spent there. I thought I would be there for just a few years, but I ended up spending more than 15 years with Oliver Wyman. Entered through a small company that was acquired and then reacquired and then bounced to end up with Oliver Wyman. I worked on several projects ranging from strategy to operations to organization. And in 2011, I moved from France to the U.S. To take the lead of the transformation business of Oliver Wyman. After that, I joined Solvay. That was one of my clients, beginning of 2014, to lead the strategy and the transformation for the Novecare business unit. Having been on both sides, I can say with confidence that I've sold and bought millions in consulting.
You know, before we look at the process itself, I'd like to understand more how it does generate value.
So when you look at the process, there are, I would say, three elements that you need to take into account. The first one, which is the one that comes to mind, is the sourcing process. How much do you save in doing it properly? But the savings is not only about the negotiation. There is a full part of the process that's about having the proper scope and asking for what you really need. And here there is a significant chunk that would be cost avoidance. And it's the combination of the savings and the cost avoidance that give you really what you saved in the process. But saving in the process is only relevant if you have an impact. So the value is the combination of what the impact and the value you create and how much you saved in the process to achieve this impact.
So how do you measure that value generated by the process?
So the one thing you need to have in mind when you're using consulting is that you're spending your money. And when you spend money, the simplest way to look at the value is to consider it like an investment. Are you spending your money here or your money there? How you decide to spend money someplace? When you're looking at your investments, when you're looking at CapEx expenses, these kind of things, the way you decide to go for one or for another is very simple. Just look at what's the return on investment that you have. So when you look at the value, it's at the end of the day, a kind of financial equation. You look at how much return, how much impact you're going to get, and what's the cost to achieve the desired outcome.
And if we'll look at the process, what state will generate most value?
So if you break down the process into steps, you have a first part, which is to define the scope of what you want to buy. Another part that's about identifying and selecting the right consultants and negotiating, of course, the statement of work, and then managing the process. The first part that's about the scope will impact your cost avoidance. Then having the right panel and negotiating will generate the savings. And managing the process and making sure that you have the right consultants to deliver your project will drive the impact. So depending on the size of the impact, you could easily see that if the impact is big, the selection of the right consultant and managing properly the project will be the most important part of the process. If indeed the impact is pretty much the same, whatever the firm you end up selecting, it's really in the scoping and the negotiation that you will generate the value.
So if I understand well, it really depends on what type of project and what type of impact you're looking for. But if we wanted us to give only one key takeaway for our listeners, what would that be?
So I'm only allowed one, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you think about all this, it might be counterintuitive, but if the impact is significant and if that's a key project for you, finding the right consultants and negotiating is important, but what's key is really to manage your project and drive it home. And the part you save in the upstream part of the process and the negotiation might be totally irrelevant as compared to the stakes. So if I have one takeaway, it's if it's a very critical project, be very careful and make sure that you select the right consulting firm, because if you don't, you might end up working with a consulting firm, but not deliver the impact you wanted and end up quite disappointed at the end.
Yes, thank you. That's I think, very useful. Thank you, Laurent, for your time. And we'll find another way or another time to discuss about another subject. We'll have to can decide what's about. But for today, that's it. And my next podcast will be on how to implement demand management for the consulting category. And in the meantime, if you have any questions and want to learn more about what we do at Consulting Quest, just send me an email at helene.lafitte with two F and two T's at consultingquest.com. Bye, and see you next week. Au revoir.